Shavuato. Welcome to Southeast Hebrew Congregation Kumsitz the Second. Now, before we begin the rest of the program, and there is quite a program, thank you, Dr. Kamra, and a lot of other people that will get to as we go along. But before we go there, I just need to teach you a very, very special Yiddish expression. It's really important. The expression is nisht stop. It's a little hard on the linguist, but if you'll join me, this is really important. Nisht stop. Okay. Nisht stop means not ordinary. And I want you to know that as we begin the second Southeast Hebrew Kumsitz, we have a logo. If you'll look on the song sheet, we have a logo. And that makes us, please join me, that makes us Nish Stam. Very good. Okay. I'd like to thank Shira Kamro for designing our logo. Which truly catapults us to a totally different league. Another thing, by the way, that really catapults us to a new level over here is that we have a real fake campfire. And if ever the expression nisht stam applies. Now, not only do we have a real fake campfire, but the wood, which adds the ambiance here. Now, I'm going to need a little help, Dr. Kamra, please. This wood was grown special for our Kumsitz. I think it was the north side of the mountain in, I believe, North Carolina. Am I correct?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Greenville.
And it was picked up in?
Greenville.
Greenville, North Carolina. Let's hear it for Greenville, North Carolina. You didn't hear that. Walmart in Greenville, North Carolina. Okay. Thank you very much. Just getting the authentics here. And now, on to our Kumsitz. I once had the privilege to ask an elderly Jew who in his youth literally learned Torah by candlelight. And I asked him if there's anything special about learning Torah by candlelight or, you know, regular lighting like we have today is just fine, and that candlelight thing with the pictures and everything else where you see a person by candlelight, nothing special. And he told me that there really is something very special to learning by candlelight. And what's so special is that you're able to focus on the Sefer and you don't get distracted by everything else that's in the room. And to a certain extent, that's one dimension of a Kumsitz, where we're not only dimming the lights in the rest of the room for ambience, but it's a sense of focus. Everybody's got a million and one things on their minds, but by coming out, we made a statement. Gonna leave it all on the side for a little bit, and instead focus on music, on coming closer to Hashem, on psukim, and songs that bring us closer. Our soul, Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, pour out your heart to Hashem. Notach Pnei Hashem, opposite Hashem, in front of Hashem, realizing His presence right in front of you. And sometimes when we talk about tefillah, people have trouble. Got a lot on my mind. Got a lot of things I'd like to talk about. But how do I go about davening? And the first thing to remember is Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, just pour it out. When you have a cup of water and you turn it upside down, the water doesn't start thinking. Maybe I should fall, maybe I shouldn't. A person stands in front of Hashem. Hashem loves you. Just do it. You don't say the right thing, it's not a perfect wording, that's fine. Rachmana liba boy, Hashem wants to hear from us. Rav Matisyahu Salomon gives a beautiful lashon. He says, nowadays we have no trouble talking on the cell phone. You see a person walking down the street talking on the cell phone. Looks really weird. He looks like he's talking to himself. What's he doing? But the person who's talking on the phone is aware that there's someone on the other side listening to him. And he's perfectly fine talking into the cell phone. The minute he gets the feeling that no one is there anymore, he looks at the phone and he feels real stupid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a promise. 3G network, 4G network. Doesn't matter what you got, Hashem promises, I won't disconnect the line. You're talking to me, Hashem says, I'm going to listen. Shivchi Kamayim, a famous one from Rav Shlomo Kalbach, leading in our singing Rav Shalom Hoffman.
Yeah.
like to express special thank you for the song sheets. There's a lot that went in to making this comes as possible, including these beautiful song sheets. A very big hand and thank you to the Tzalo Kamro for typing up the words. And a very big and special thank you to Rabbi Bieberfeld for doing the translations. It's a perfect opportunity to thank for the words and the translations, because the next song does not have words and therefore no translation. It's known as a Breslover Niggun, often used for Lecha Dodi, very popular tune. And there's something that I really do like about songs that do not have official words. The first reason, of course, is you could put whatever words you want to it. But there's a great insight from Yisrael Miller on his Sudas Preda from a certain yeshiva that he had learned in for over a decade. He got up and he said that he had been attending the Mashkiach Shmuzim for over 10 years, and you have his word that he doesn't understand what the Mashkiach was saying. There was a language barrier. Mashkiach did not speak in a very clear way anyway. And he says, you're probably wondering, what compelled me to go again and again to the Mashkiach Shmuzin if I didn't understand what he was saying? And he answered by way of analogy, Beethoven's Napoleon March doesn't have words either. He says, but if you listen to the music, you can tell that there's a band. You can tell that they're generals, that they're privates, and there's a challenge. And Rabbi Miller said, I don't know what the Mashkiach said week after week after week. But what I got from those shmuzim and from the fervor with which he said them is that there is a battle. There's a Melchamas HaYetzer. There are people that are choosing wisely and people who are choosing incorrectly. And that much I got from the Mashkiach Shmuzim. And sometimes when we hear a niggun, even without words, we understand, we communicate. It's the language of the neshama. Thank you. Mr. Alan Sussman, Baltfila from Yamin Noroi. Say hello to the crowd, Mr. Sussman.
Is it my turn?
You're on. And a very accomplished musician in his own right. The song Yemeshko Faith from Shlomo Kalba is a classic. One that we keep with us all the time, but especially recited under a chuppah with the words of the Lales Yerushalayim Arosum Chasi, if I wouldn't keep Yerushalayim on my mind at the height of my simcha. A few years ago, I had the occasion to be with my family in a certain... Is the president listening?
Sorry.
I want to see if maybe you can miss this one. In a very fancy resort with my family, very fancy resort. And even though somehow the family was, you know, paying customers, but they had no seating for us. And we came to Friday night dinner, and there simply weren't any seats for us. And we went over to the maitre d', and he said, you know, he acknowledged it's a serious problem, he's going to have to find us seating, but there are a lot of other people that he has to attend to. And meanwhile, he's fielding everybody's requests. And after each person's request, he turned in our direction, and acknowledging us, he said, "And five for Ryan." And then he went back to the next person online, dealt with them, "And five for Ryan." And he continued like this, 10, 15 minutes dealing with all the personal requests that he had to, until he could finally find us seats. And I thought to myself, that's really what we do in life. There's so much that we have to deal with. We have our daily responsibilities, and we attend to them. But regularly, in between each task, we turn and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "And what's doing with Yerushalayim?" And certainly, by a chasana, where we have the sense that building another Jewish home is bringing us one step closer to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these very words and say, "And what's with Yerushalayim?"
Thank you.
Shekuah, thank you very much. We at Southeast Hebrew Congregation Kumsitz II are very appreciative of the tremendous talent that we have brought on stage here. I'd like to thank our musicians tonight, Barry Graham, he's virtually here, and we will hear from him at a critical juncture in coming song. Dan Kirchner. Menachem Miller. Rabbi Slater. Dr. Conroe. Our mascot, Mitzalo. And Shua Mendowitz. I must say that we are extremely fortunate to have Shua with us this evening because, as many of you may know, Shua was on tour recently in Florida at a marathon and was kind enough to come back in a timely fashion to join us for Kumsitz II. One of the most moving times of the Jewish calendar, Jewish year, is the month of Elul, followed in Tishrei by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're told Elul, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, Hashem is very close to us. Dirshu Hashem v'hi matzo, seek Hashem when He's ready, totally open, very close to us. And the final words of Yom Kippur, when we bid Hashem farewell, so to speak, from that very close relationship, and we have to carry on that treasured relationship for the rest of the year, on that high, we recite the words, Hashem hu ho Elokim. Hashem is God. And to keep that clear with us, we recite it 7 times. It's very moving. It's something that you want to remember 6 months before Rosh Hashanah, the 6 months after Rosh Hashanah. We have tonight a new presentation, which, if you remember our introduction, makes this Kumsitz, please,
Mishtam.
Thank you very much. A very, very special presentation by Rabbi Yossi Sandberg. Joining the words Hashem hu hu Elokim with equally powerful words Ein od milvado, there is none besides Hashem. Someone showed me this Shabbos a comment from Rabbi A.J. Twersky in which he says how unfortunate that our generation, when people encounter crisis, one of their earliest reactions is to drug up and not to deal with it. And he says it's so unfortunate because the true Jewish response is and should be to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, to think to ourselves not how great our troubles are and tell Hashem how great our troubles are, but rather to tell our troubles how great Hashem is, and to use crisis as an opportunity for fortitude and for reconnecting in those moments to our inner neshama and our sense of strength and spiritual greatness. And so we introduce this new song with the attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enable us to see Him in our lives, both in troubling times as well as in joyous times.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Thank you. You heard it here first. I'd like to extend a few quick thank yous to people whose efforts to make this night possible were certainly not quick. Took a lot of effort. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of our illustrious president, Chaim Singer. And thank you very much for putting up with us. I'd like to thank Reb Chaim and Mrs. Mailman for Grain Child being including the beloved Malka refreshments. We thank you very much. Thank you to Mrs. Sadwin and kitchen staff. And an anonymous thank you to the Women's Division of Southeast Hebrew Congregation for their initiative in starting Mitzvah just over a week from now, I think it is, 2 weeks from now, a women's kumsitz. If they choose to remain anonymous, they should have hatzlacha within the project, and we thank you for that initiative. The story is told of a young boy, middle of wartime, holed up from the enemy, and it's Seder night. And the family gathers as best as they can to do the Seder. Bombs are exploding outside, roundups are happening. And the little boy sits with his father, grandfather, the rest of the family, and it's time to say Manashtana. And the child turns to his father and says, I have a lot more than four questions. I have a lot of questions. And the father certainly says, ask, my son, ask. But before he does that, he said to his child, I just want you to know that there's a difference between us and them. And the difference is, you should always know, Jewish children forever will always endure and have the opportunity to recite the Manashtana. And with a wave of his hand at what was going on outside, he effectively inspired the child to persevere, outlive the war, and be zochah to start a family of his own afterwards. Our next song, V'hisha Amda, is that great moment during the Seder when we point out that our salvation from Mitzrayim was not an isolated incident. And our endurance throughout history is not some unusual occurrence. It's predictable because Hashem promised us, V'hisha amda la'avoseinu v'lanu, that through Torah, through our commitment to Yiddishkeit, Hashem would stand by us in all generations. We find, for example, in the shortest capital of Tehillim, which is incorporated in Hallel, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. May all the nations of the world praise Hashem. And the Mefarshim ask, huh? The nations of the world aren't interested in praising Hashem? Ki gavar aleinu chasto? Because Hashem, through strength, saved us? And the Mefarshim answer, yeah, let them praise, because only they know how many times They tried to get us, and Hashem intervened before their plot could even get off the ground. There was a piece that hit the news a few weeks ago of a terrorist plot in Eretz Yisrael, which instead of the bomb being planted where it was intended to be planted, it simply blew up in the Arab village where the terrorists were gathering and plotting. And everybody simply reported that it was an operational accident. But those in the know reported that an Israeli operative had managed to infiltrate the cell, and he switched the wires so that when they hooked it up, it should explode, instead of exploding according to the timer hours later when it was planted. It's little things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the wisdom, the strength, the fortitude, or it just takes care of it on his own. Ki gavar aleinu chasto. Hashem is constantly watching out for us. And it's all based on this statement, Behisha Amda. We thank Rabbi Bieberfeld for joining us on the Kumsit stage as vocalist for this song.
Thank you.
us here this evening. Thank you very much, Rabbi Bieberfeld and Rabbi Hoffman, for that beautiful presentation. And to everyone for joining along, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank everyone for coming out this evening, especially the children. Let's hear it for the children. Couldn't do it without you. If you take a look in the art scroll Slichus, when you get a chance, on the first pages, they describe a classic machlokes, whether we're allowed to invoke the names of malachim, angels, during davening. Machnisei rachamim, are we allowed to ask the malachim to intervene on our behalf? One of the ways that's common in Jewish custom is to allow us to do that if we do it, as is phrased in the song, B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, in the name of Hashem, with full knowledge that malachim are merely conduits of Hashem's will, invoking Hashem's will, we daven for the proper protection, including the protection that Hashem sends through the famous Malach Rafael. We are fortunate to have a very special singer to join us as a vocalist. Thank you so much. Welcome to Aryeh Singer. Thank you. crescendo, we'd like to invite Gary Graham on the clarinet to join us. Gary is truly a natural when it comes to kumquats and such songs. We had the privilege of having him lead our Kalbach Minyan this very Shabbos at the Mo'or DC Shabbaton. And we thank you for joining us on stage here for our next song, credit to Yidel Werdiger, Shiru Lamela.
Thank you.
enter the final two songs of our Kumsitz. I'd like to thank the Hirsch for organizing everything. We thank you very much. Also for arranging our indoor, very real, fake campfire. Please note that the campfire is showing no signs of burning out. Going strong.
As long as it's electricity.
Until we cut the oxygen.
There's a classic machlokes between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho V'Nashuva. Hashem, you return to us, and then we'll return to you. You've got to make the first step. We need you, Hashem, to make your move, to draw us back. And Hashem says to us, Shuva Elai V'Ashuva Aleichem. You return to me, and then I return to you. Hashem says to us, you have to make the first step. We know, though, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusts us with issuing the final ruling when it comes to areas of halacha, of hashkafa, lo b'shamayim hi. It's up to us to get a consensus and to paskin. And perhaps the psak is based on a different gemara that says, El vale HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro lo yuchal. If Hashem didn't help us, we wouldn't be able. And therefore, we have to make the first step. We have to daven to Hashem for help. And then Hashem comes through and listens to our tefillah, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva.